This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Looks like Cakes is fixing his Old Glory DC hat. Again, we're going to be there Saturday night, 5 o'clock, Maryland Soccerplex. Go to oldglorydc.com to get your tickets to join us. Let's scrum together, and I put on my shirt. I can't say it's the jersey.
Yeah.
The jersey says double XL, and I, admittedly, I put on a few pounds the last couple months.
Yeah.
Okay? I couldn't put it on. Couldn't get it on. It says double XL.
There's no clothing on the planet that'll humble you more than, I guess, a rugby kit. Mm-hmm. Because I guess they want it tight-fitting so that when you're actually playing, like if it's the game-worn gear, so people can't grab you by your jersey.
Right.
So they want it super tight fitting. I don't tend to wear super tight fitting clothing. my body is not the best for super tight fits.
I couldn't get it into my second arm. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
That's what they do.
But I have, I don't know, dog tags. And
so we'll be out there tomorrow.
All kinds of swag. A little
tomorrow,
swag bag.
5 p.m. Maryland Soccerplex, starting at 5 p.m.
Let's scrum together. Jason Bishop.
There you have it.
Getting that scrum. OTAs are going on. You have OTAs today. You had OTAs day one on Wednesday. And our pals, Logan Paulson and Craig Hoffman, have the Take Command podcast. And Logan apparently was impressed by Jaden. Here's what he said.
I forget what the concept was, but it was a full field read. So basically he starts to his right and then kind of it's dead. It's the next one's dead. The next one's dead. But his ability to just get through the concept so incredibly fast was it reminded me of how good he is at that stuff, right? How he's able to recognize the look, recognize the coverage, understand where the ball needs to go while also not compromising his footwork and his mechanics. The other thing is just tight window throws. I think it was in 2 minute, great completion of Bates, kind of right over the ear of the linebacker. He just does stuff like that all practice. Now, was it a perfect day? No, he throws an interception. He misses a throw to Luke. But even the miss to Luke I really liked because it's cover two. He's trying to make a whole shot in the tight red. Like, he waits on it. He understands how it's going to clear, how it's going to distribute. He doesn't stare it down. But again, like the understanding, the mastery, they had a two-minute situation where he gets up to the line of scrimmage and he's able to call and signal a new formation immediately. Like, it was crazy how fast he was able to do it. And again, that's a testament to Cliff and the offense also. But yeah, man, it feels like you're watching a guy who I don't know how he gets better from last year because it was such a good year last year, but is going to find a way to do it.
Well, plus everything you hear about him is he's just a complete football nerd. Even though we've seen him out and about a bunch, like at hoops games, and we goof on the fact that his mom is always close by. Like, he's a grinder. He's always studying. He's always trying to get better. He's using the VR headset to try to simulate game scenarios and situations. Like, he's everything you could ask for in a young quarterback that you draft. He's everything that Steve's been looking for 30 years.
Yep. And they finally have him. Looks like they got him.
And it's great that you feel like his arrow is still pointing up despite his really good rookie campaign. Like, you feel there's more that he can do. There's more he can learn.
Right, especially when you give him better players.
When you surround him with better talent.
Yep.
The Washington Post has a nice article by Sam Fortier talking about the offense. The headline is, "The Commanders have plenty of weapons and only one football." In the article, he does what Cakes likes to do, which is make some projections on receivers.
I'm a fan of that.
And he kind of breaks down how many snaps there will be throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsbury called passes on 56% of his run neutral plays or score neutral situation plays. Okay. So they were kind of like ferreting out obvious rundowns and obvious pass downs. But 56% of the time, when you really don't know if you're going to go run or pass, he tends to pass. And it says last season there were 620 passing snaps. McLaurin has averaged about 125 targets over the last four seasons. So if he sustains that pace, he kind of breaks it down, then, well, how many is Samuel going to get? And then you kind of projects out Samuel that last four seasons, he's ranked in the top 15 in the NFL for touches amongst wideouts. 95 targets, 45 carries has been his average. And so then you ferret that out, and you keep kind of going down the list. And last year, you had about 100 targets, which were to Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown.
Right.
So where are those 100 targets going to go? And then you keep kind of projecting it out. Zach Ertz, who had a big year last year, 34 years old, you figure he may not get as much as he got last year. And also maybe you factor in health. He was able to stay healthy where he hadn't for a few years. That's where I know Cakes hates hearing that name Bates, but Logan mentioned Bates. You know, you get Bates, you get Sinnott, you get other guys in the mix.
Well, look, if you're running this offense, you don't want Zach Ertz to have as many targets when he turns 35, I think in October or November. Like, you naturally want some of those targets going to guys like, I guess, Bates, but specifically Sinnott, a guy you burned a second-round pick on. You know that Debo is going to vacuum up a lot of those targets, especially the underneath, you know, shorter, shallower routes over the middle. Like, that's where he's going to operate. So I think Debo, as long as he stays healthy, is going to be the big beneficiary of a lot of those vacated targets that are no longer on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, if he has, he had 480 attempts last year, Jaden.
Jaden had like 480, yeah.
So I would think that 200 of those minimum are going to go to McLaurin and Debo.
That sounds about right.
Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. And we haven't really talked about the younger receivers. I mean, McCaffrey, you would think he would step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see how they use Jalen Lane. They might just use Lane in special teams, but I would assume they'll get him out there.
I don't think he can sleep on Noah Brown.
And maybe Noah, yeah.
Noah Brown only played in 11 games last year, but I felt like when he was on the field, I mean, he's most known for catching the Hail Mary, but when he was on the field, I thought he was productive.
It's a solid
option.
He
drew a bunch of pass interference calls last season. I think his number could go up. And then we're kind of, look, he's got to sprinkle in his Eckler passes.
Mm-hmm. Eckler, yes.
Brian Robinson caught 25 balls last year out of the backfield.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to have a problem. I thought they spread the ball around last year a lot. Terry ended up with 13 touchdowns, his career high. But Jaden,
remember, Eckler had 41 targets last year, but he missed, what, four or five games and parts of others?
He appeared in 12 games.
Yeah, so that if he would be healthy for 17, I mean, that's probably a lot to ask, but that could be in the
He appeared in 12 games. Well, one of those, he got his bell rung early.
Right,
and
he was out, yeah.
I can't remember.
Was that Philly?
It might have been the Philly
Philly
game.
Or Dallas.
I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was the Dallas game, but he definitely left, like, I want to say in the first quarter, maybe on the first, like, kickoff.
You don't like to speculate this way, but I'm going to anyway. Isn't it true that once you get one concussion, you're more likely to get more?
I am certainly no medical expert, but I believe that's correct.
And he had two last year.
He did.
So I don't know if it's easy to project him being on the field more, because as you said, he had his bell rung.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to happen again. And I hate to project that, a concussion, but if he had two last year.
Well, the first thing I'm doing, and I know that he was effective at it, I'm taking him off kickoff return.
Yeah.
He's going to be exposed to enough hits and damage just playing running back. I don't need to add that extra element, especially on a play where a lot of times, let's be honest, the ball just, it never even comes out of the end zone. But when it does come out of the end zone, you're just asking to get hit in the head.
But didn't they incentivize coming out of the end zone this year?
So it probably should be more this upcoming year.
You just drafted Jalen Lane, though.
I'm going to find, whether it's Lane or somebody else on the roster, I'm just not going to have Eckler out there. This is probably his last season here. getting exposed to those types of hits that are unnecessary, in my opinion.
Is Lane more of a kick returner or a punt returner or both?
Punt. More of a punt returner.
Well, you know what? I'm going to coach him up to do both.
McCaffrey was doing some kick returning last year.
I'll sprinkle him in too. I'll get anybody except a pretty important running back who catches balls out of the backfield to do that job. Maybe I'm being a little bit paranoid, but I don't think so coming off what happened last season.
It's definitely a different vibe than last year. You know, we're heading into training camp, and when the season started, we wondered if Jaden Daniels had enough weapons. They've got Terry, but we didn't really believe in Zach Ertz at the time. We maybe expected more out of Sinnott. Mm-hmm. And after Terry, it was Dreck. It's the way we looked at it.
Right.
Turned out Zach Ertz proved to be a really good tight end for him. Threaten the end zone, first down guy, maybe doesn't get a lot of yak.
That's okay. Just a reliable target for a young rookie quarterback, which is exactly what they signed him for.
His season was above expectations.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he signed a one-year, $5 million deal. It was kind of like a prove-it deal. Like, do you still have something left? And he showed that he certainly does and re-inked for another year.
And given all that, they still ended up with top five offense in the league.
Right.
They could score tons of points, mm-hmm. move the ball down the field. It's mostly because of Jaden Daniels. So now you add Debo. You give him a better offensive line. Like, I understand they're going to have a tougher schedule, but the offense should be better. It really should be. It's a better offense on paper, Cakes.
Yeah, just by adding Debo Samuel, that element to your offense that you didn't have last year, and I know you lost Oz and Tiami Brown, but let's be honest. Those guys are at best, third and fourth, maybe even fifth type of wideouts on most rosters. Debo is a legitimate, proven weapon who's going to be a great complement to Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, last year there were a ton of question marks. This year, there are expectations.
Correct.
So it's
high expectations.
I mean, you look at power rankings for most of this online NFL power rankings. They're in the top seven, top five. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen many where they're outside the top 10.
No, it's exciting. It's exciting. If you're a Commanders fan, it's exciting because you got Jaden, but also they seem to be going for it. They are still trying to rebuild the roster. At the same time, just the additions of Tunsil and Samuel said, we're going for it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the offense should really have a great season. All right, coming up later this hour, we got our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Try and give you some winners for the weekend. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the Team 980. You know, with the NBA season coming to its conclusion, the NHL season is coming to its conclusion, it is kind of a slow period in the sports world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have OTAs.
Well aware.
We'll have a couple events here and there, like a draft and golf major, whatever.
Yeah.
But the sports calendar isn't as loaded as it is at other points of the season, especially the NFL season. I saw this story a couple days ago, and Drab said, maybe you guys should bring it up. So they're going to start something called the Enhanced Game. Jason asked, what's the Enhanced Game? And I was like, well,
I've never heard of it.
How about this? This is where they encourage steroid use. They're just not going to stop people from taking whatever they want to take.
Yep.
To see how far people can push it to the limits.
Allows athletes to use performance-enhancing substances without being subject to drug tests. And it's slated to take place in Vegas next summer of 2026.
Drabby, how many different sports will be in the Enhanced Games?
Well, so they have three big categories. There is the swimming, track, and weightlifting.
Well, definitely want to get weightlifting in, of course.
So they're touting a new world record from this Greek swimmer, Christian Glockomeev, who allegedly set the new world record in 50-meter freestyle, 0.02 faster than the reigning record, which is held by a Brazilian swimmer.
Okay.
And they're saying, look, in the enhanced games, we're going to set world records.
Mm-hmm.
That's their marketing campaign. Are you intrigued at all?
I still have some prednisone left, Valdez. Maybe I'll jump in the pool, too.
Hey, I'm psyched to see some freakazoid deadlift 1,200 pounds.
Sure, you're all in. This is your kind of event.
Well, you know what they need to do? Is they need to have, like, almost like shadow runners, like ghost runners of the non-steroid users on the same screen with them. So you can see, like...
I kind of like that.
Like, how they're outperforming all natty athletes.
Maybe you could have, like, a hologram.
Yeah, a hologram.
We're at that point with technology. I mean, we always see that, like, at the NFL draft, they superimpose guys who ran the 40 20 years ago.
That's exactly what
against the guy who's currently running.
Right, because you really have no context of how the steroids are working.
Sure.
You assume they're working.
I'd actually like something that's not necessarily an Olympic sport, but let's let the people roid up and have a home run derby.
Right. Let's do it.
We've already seen that, by the way.
We saw it for years.
Let's get a 600-foot home run.
Well, they're also, I mean, the balls are different, too. I mean, the balls are just built for just taking off and never coming down.
They should have, like, a fourth category, like, just, like, roid rage. Like, who can get the craziest, like, without killing somebody?
So with the...
Like,
add that. So with the swimming, it looks like the non-steroid user... athletes were about a second to a second and a half slower than the steroid using athletes.
You should see this guy. There's this Australian swimmer named James Magnussen, and he's a former Olympian. And now he looks like
this is jacked.
He could be on the
middle linebacker
ESPN show Playmakers playing linebacker.
Yeah.
What about, he's just massive.
What about most acne? We have that category too.
Yeah. Best backne.
Gold medal, Matt Valdez.
We've got a lot of bits that we can do with the enhanced games, no doubt.
Yeah. I didn't know Drab won tiniest Bozak, and he's not on the roids.
He's not on it. I wonder if you'll be able to bet on this.
I don't know. It's going to be in Vegas, first one.
I mean, I'm looking at a side-by-side of the dude that Drab brought up, James Magnussen. I mean, on the left picture, the before picture, I mean, he looks like an in-shape swimmer. Like, he's got pecs. He's like, you know, he's angular. But then the next picture, he looks like he can lift a car above his head. I mean, he's so big.
Yeah, he looks like a upside-down triangle.
Yeah, he looks like the Incredible Hulk. Like, he has a tank top that's barely keeping his chest from popping out. Yeah. It's like, he looks like a cartoon.
His lats look like he has wings.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why I couldn't get my old Glory DC.
That's probably why. Muscles are so rippling, JP. That must be the case.
And there's going to be cash involved, I believe. I believe there's going to be cash prizes. Yeah.
This is a tweet from Joe Pompliano. He says, James Magnussen looks unrecognizable after preparing for the enhanced games. Contestants are encouraged to use performance enhancing drugs to break world records. If they break a record, they get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's financial incentive.
Correct.
Now, the traditional sports and commissions and leagues are upset. This is from the World Aquatics, swimming's governing body. They say the enhanced games are not a sporting competition built on universal values like honesty, fairness, and equity. They are a circus built on shortcuts. The enduring power of athletes to serve as role models for children and adults alike relies on their talent, hard work, respect, and friendship. That's what we see in our champions and in our competitions, and that's what we'll continue to showcase.
Well, this is going to be short-lived because the first person to have a breakdown, an episode, or have a health defect because of taking steroids... It'll get canceled.
Right.
So enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, so it might be a one and doneer.
Yeah.
A unique event coming to Vegas next summer.
Don't you kind of assume that some of these guys are already on the juice?
I don't know the testing,
but like, let's say in the Olympics you watch a shot putter or a hammer thrower. You know, those guys are huge.
They're Olympics, huge, but they have like the most stringent.
Yeah, they're very strict.
Like, how would they get
world,
how really? Are they gonna get around that test? Yes. Like, maybe they're one step ahead.
Lance Armstrong got around stuff.
I mean,
I'm just saying that's.
Well, he was on blood thinners or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's just my assumption.
I
could be wrong.
I don't
you
know,
believe maybe, that all so, the guys in the Olympics are clean?
No, I mean, guys have been busted before.
There
I
definitely mean, is a strict drug testing policy.
Justin Gatlin got busted.
Doesn't mean you can't get around
but
it somehow.
There is very strict testing.
Yeah. And the next Summer Olympics is next summer, correct? Is
it, it's 2028, isn't it? The Summer Olympics? Aren't the Summer Olympics?
Yeah, we just had them.
Yeah, they're 2028 in L.A.
Oh, okay. So
it's the Winter Olympics.
26.
That we're up for.
So Winter Olympics in Italy. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
And if you say it's Italy, I'll believe you.
And 28 is here. It's
correct
LA.
In LA.
Gotcha. All right.
With Jaden Daniels throwing passes
that's what
to
I,
people.
I was confused. That's what I meant. The next Olympics are next year
in
Italy.
Are they going to do team sports? Like, don't you think it'd be cool to have the 10 roided out guys playing basketball against one another?
Yeah. Well, I guess.
I think it would be cool. And then I would like the cross. Like, then all of a sudden you go clean versus these donks.
Sounds like swimming, track and field, and weightlifting are the events
ones
at this point.
Okay.
No team sports.
Yeah, so the enhanced games will last about 2 days.
But they're trying to break records, like this swimmer that broke the 50-meter freestyle. Now, it turns out that guy that broke the world record, he finished fifth in the Olympics. Mm. But he says that he has more lean muscle now since he started taking drugs.
Yeah, he was a second faster.
He started taking drugs. I don't know if he was a second. He was 0.02 faster than the reigning record.
I mean, it seems like a shady event, especially because the headquarters is in the Cayman Islands. Anytime I hear about the Cayman Islands, it's about some sort of like offshore book.
Right, you're stuffing money over
there. Or you're laundering money through the Cayman Islands. That just seems dicey.
There is a vibe that it is almost like the Fire Fest of Olympics.
Yeah,
right?
It's like a renegade, weird event, but it's a little bit intriguing, especially if they have it in kind of the dead zone of the sports calendar.
Brought to you by CryptoWallet.com.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those ads, I would think.
But hell, if there's nothing going on next summer, I'll watch it.
They should have it during Olympic years and do it right after the Olympics for the guys that either didn't win medals or didn't win the time trials. And then you juice up for like a month, one quick cycle, and then the enhanced games start. Build off that name recognition.
I can't. It's hard for me to commit to watching it a year out. I'm going to give a soft commitment to watching next summer.
You know what they should do?
A year out.
Instead of medals, they should give out protein shakes.
Yeah.
Like
or a syringe. You get like a golden syringe around your neck.
Yeah. Chocolate.
I like that.
Chocolate's like bronze. Yeah.
The
strawberry.
Golden syringe.
Strawberry is silver. And your vanilla is your gold.
Right. And these people apparently are doing more than protein shakes.
Oh, it's definitely beyond that. All right, let's go to the phones. I think Steve wants to weigh in about the enhanced games. Well, that's Steve. You're on with the
Jumps. Did you get a tape measure to measure the biggest head?
Mm-hmm.
Because don't your heads expand when you take testosterone?
Yeah.
Well, you saw Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
The Barry Bonds head. Steve, what's up?
A cranometer. Hey, Ben Johnson blowing past Carl Lewis in the Olympics and the look on Carl Lewis's face as he did.
Right.
I'll never forget that. That was definitely an enhancement against non-enhancement.
Didn't Carl Lewis end up getting nabbed, too, though?
Not sure. He definitely got nabbed for singing the American anthem poorly. God, he was one of the worst. He stunk. Please never have him do it again.
Will there be an opening ceremony?
I think if you have anything with games in it, you have to have some sort of opening ceremony, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's going to be the heat of Vegas. Good luck. It's going to be butt hot.
You get one last needle in your butt.
Needle in the butt.
Hey, you remember every year during the Olympics, there's always the one story about everyone having sex in the Olympic Village. Mm,
right, condoms
another.
Everywhere.
Well, imagine that testosterone raging in there.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it's open to men and women, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's going to be wild.
Well, Drabby's looking forward
Drab's
to it.
Drab's the tip of the spear here.
I'm all for any sort of...
Tip of the needle.
Yeah, tip of the needle, sorry.
New things to watch in June and July.
That is true. It's a very good point.
Do Olympic swimmers... Is there like a pro circuit?
A pro swimming
circuit?
Yeah, I'm
just thinking about this guy that's going
to... I'm going to guess no. I mean, have you ever heard of a pro swimming event? I haven't.
No.
Aside from like maybe they've done like exhibitions where Michael Phelps and a bunch of Olympic swimmers like showed up in an arena and swam for people, but I mean
they definitely have the world championships.
Yeah, but that's I think you're talking about like a league, like a professional swimming league.
Yeah, I'm just saying what's the future? You know, why not do the enhanced games? So if you finish fifth in the Olympics, like this Greek swimmer that they are touting as part of their marketing campaign for the enhanced games.
What's
next after the Olympics? You know what I mean? Like, all right, you've been swimming your whole life, millions upon millions of laps to get ready, and you finish in fifth place. Mm-hmm. And then this enhanced games comes along, you're like, all right, I'm going to do that. But I guess why not? What else is there for you?
Yeah, your opportunities as a swimmer outside of the Olympics, pretty limited, I would think. I'll tell you what the interest is in swimming outside of the Olympics. Zero.
Now, some of these people become probably motivational speakers, like Michael Phelps is going to kick butt.
I'm talking about like...
Katie Ledecky is going to do well.
Worldwide interest in swimming outside of the two and a half weeks of the Olympics is basically nil.
I would agree. I would agree.
Unless I'm missing some sort of movement, some sort of swimming movement that I'm unaware of.
But don't the track athletes continue to make money?
I don't know.
I think so.
I wouldn't. Sure. If they're like big international meets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would guess they make money from those and from endorsements.
Yeah, but if you're a swimmer or a diver.
Yeah, I mean, well, what do you do? What do you do the rest of the time? I know what you do. You train for the next Olympics.
That's what you do.
That's all you do.
You train every day for 2 years.
You just train.
I mean, it's probably the case for most things. If you're a gymnast.
Yeah, but at least the gymnast, I feel like if you like. If you get like Simone Biles level or somewhere around there, like you can tour the country and hit 20 spots with other gymnasts and make some coin. Swimmers, track and fielders, I mean, maybe to a lesser extent.
No, but like you said, really endorsements.
Is where you're making the cash.
They're making some money there.
Yeah. Where you get paid. I love endorsements. I wish I had more.
Oh, I wish I had more too.
I wish I had a lot more.
You're wearing an Old Glory DC hat, aren't you?
Love my friends from Old Glory.
You're wearing a Lido Pizza hoodie.
I am, yes. It's true. I'm doing my part.
I mean, you're like a NASCAR driver.
I'm a walking billboard. Yes. And that's what I do. It's kind of my thing. I'm trying over here. Doing what I can.
All right, coming up next, we're going to put our heads together, try and hit a winner this weekend with our weekend parlay. Don't go anywhere. Reminder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can join me and Cakes at Old Glory DC's season finale at the Maryland Soccerplex tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Look for the 106.7 The Fan tent. We'll be hanging out there. Kickoff at 6. Get your tickets at oldglorydc.com.
That's correct. Hope
and
to
if you
want
to watch some scintillating soccer, I'm coaching at 1 o'clock also at the Soccerplex.
Mm, very good.
I believe one of the turf fields, probably 19A or 19B.
Gotcha.
Choose where I'm at.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. You want to watch the Gaithersburg Gazelles. That's my squad.
Maybe I'll skip the graduation parties that I have to go to and come out there and watch you.
Hey.
It'd be cheaper.
I'd save some money.
I've got a goal scorer. All right. Let's get to the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Where are we heading, Jason Bishop?
We'll go behind the glass. Hold on. Mike Moore is going to start us off.
Hey, Mike Moore.
All right. Pacers versus Knicks. Game 6 tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Jalen Brunson, 35 or more points. That's an alt line. This series so far, he's dropped 43, 36, 32, and 31. So he's painting around the 35 mark. Carl Anthony Towns been battling a knee injury the last couple games, so they're going to have to rely on Jalen Brunson. Indiana's going to be rocking tomorrow night, but I got faith that Brunson's going to bring it back to New York for Game 7. I think that game will be on Monday. So 35 or more.
All right, you're
old
in.
Old JB with 35 or more.
That's a big one.
It's not a stretch. Ask. He's averaging 30 points in the playoffs.
What was the number again? I'm sorry. Plus?
Plus 164.
All right. You are in.
I like it.
All right, we'll stay behind the glass, and we'll go to Matt Myers.
All right. What's your exotic play today?
Probably going to be an Orioles play.
I have no stats on this. This is all based off of watching the games. But Tony Mancelino, who is the interim head manager or interim manager for the Orioles after Hyde was fired, he seems to be running a hell of a lot more when the Orioles are on the base path.
Okay.
I mean, he's constantly, he's very aggressive, sending his guys a ton. So I was torn between a Jackson Holliday stolen base because he gets on more than Cedric Mullins, but Mullins steals more than Jackson Holliday. So I'm going to go Cedric Mullins to record a stolen base in the game against the White Sox tonight. I believe that's plus 360.
It is plus 360.
That's a good one.
That is.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the numbers difference, but it seems like Tony is very aggressive, and there are a lot more steal attempts when the Orioles reach base.
Okay, good.
Why not? He's got nothing to lose.
I can't believe the Orioles are minus aggressive on the money line. They're minus. I mean, obviously the White Sox.
I don't understand. I know the White Sox suck, but the Orioles should not be laying 230 to anyone.
Correct. I would love. You know what? I might take the White Sox plus 180 tonight. All right, behind the glass, Matt Cahill.
All right, when you're hot, you're hot, and if you're hot, I'm gonna ride you. Valdez, and we are going to look at superstar third baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays, Junior Caminero.
He hit bomb last
night. Oh, man, this kid is so good. He's 21 years old, even though he can't win Rookie of the Year. This kid is an absolute stud. Last night, he had six RBIs. Over the last seven games, he's hitting .400, three home runs, 12 RBIs. We're going to look at Junior Caminero to get two-plus total bases tonight against the Astros. That's plus 125. Love that play. So well, two total bases.
To big one.
That doesn't include walks. So,
all right, Junior Caminero to have. I'm sorry. How many total bases? Two.
Yeah. Two.
Yep. Yeah. He had a night last night. All right, you're in. All right, so we're done behind the glass. We'll come back over here to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with John Paul Flamack.
All right, hate to bet on the Yankees, but I'm going to do it. The Yankees have won 9 out of their last 10. They head to L.A., take on the Dodgers, and that scares me a little bit. But Max Fried is pitching for the New York Yankees in 11 games this year. He's 7-0.
Yeah.
How's that for a record, Cakes?
It's pretty good.
Well, baseball Cakes, do you like his ERA at 1.29?
I like. That's a very small number.
Do you like
that.
67 strikeouts in 70 innings?
I like all these things.
So I'm going to bet on Max Fried to deliver. I believe that is plus 120 as the Yankees are getting a run and a half, aren't they?
Well, they're not getting a run and a half. It's always based on a money line, but you can run line it, and that's what you're doing.
Yes, I'm run lining it.
Yes. That's why you're getting the plus money. Imagine how many people are going to be at Dodger Stadium this weekend when the freaking Aaron Judge is in town.
Aaron Judge, Shohei.
Yep. All right, so you are in. All right, spin the wheel. We're going to stay in baseball, and the Colorado Rockies are 9-47. They are 3-25 away from Coors.
You guys suck.
They're playing the New York Mets in New York this weekend. By the way, if you want to just play the Mets just to win the game, you got to lay 330 to win 100. the Rockies are on pace to have the worst record in the history of baseball, currently held by the Cleveland Spiders in 1899, where they had 134 losses. The Colorado Rockies are on pace for 135 losses this year. Well, they're going to get another one tonight.
Big L.
Now, I'm not going to, you know, lay 320 or 330 for the Mets just to win. I'm going to I'm going to run line it. But I'm not going to run line it by 1.5. I'm going to run line it by 2.5. Kyle Freeland's pitching for the Rockies. He's 0-7 with an ERA near 6. David Peterson's pitching for the Mets. He's pretty damn good, especially at home. I'm going to lay 2.5 with the Mets tonight to beat the Rockies by at least 3 plus 106.
All right, I need to – where do I find that? Where do I find that exotic bet?
Well, you go into the game.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, then you go into more wagers.
Okay, I'm there.
All right, and go down, and it'll have an alt run line label. Mm. I'm sorry, I should have told you this before.
Oh, here we go. Alt run lines. Got it.
All right. You go in there, and it'll probably start out with the Rockies.
It does.
So you go down to show more
mm-hmm.
and look for the Mets to lay 2.5.
All right. I've got it.
Plus 106.
Plus 106.
All right.
Oh, this is shaping up to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we're not going to see one red cent out of this bet.
Correct.
Hey, come on, man.
All right. But you're finishing it out.
I am. Baseball cakes. I never thought I would say this sentence. Framber Valdez is on a mega heater. He's got a 2.73 ERA. He needs to stop the bleeding because the Astros got pummeled by the Rays last night. So I'm throwing him in. I think he's the only minus number on the whole board. Actually, I'm just taking the Astros on the money line at minus 162. Right. So I am the fly in the ointment. I am mucking everything up with a minus number. But I got to take the Stros. I got to get a W. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for a W for my portion of the parlay.
Rays have won 8 of 9. Got to hope that stops tonight.
All right, so I think we're all in. I think we're good.
All right, give me the recap, Cakes.
There's a lot here. We got two plays in the Knicks game. We got over the total, 218 points, and we got Jalen Brunson to go for 35+. We have the Rays and Astros comboed with Junior Caminero to go 2+ total bases. The Yankees laying 1.5. Said Mullins to swipe a bag, and the Mets on an alternate run line at plus 106. You throw all that together, a $10 wager pays $3,187.83.
Let's go.
That's a big one. That's a big score if we hit it.
3,183.
And the added bonus, EB gets none of it because he ain't here. But we're not going to win because this is a crazy,
why do you keep saying that, Cakes?
Crazy $10 bet.
Don't you believe in the due theory?
It has a lot of flaws. The due theory has.
We are due, but I would agree. It's probably going to be
more
due.
Are you
going to
think that way when you're in Vegas for the World Series of Poker?
Probably. I'm probably always going to think somebody's got the nuts, and I'm going to have to fold the second nuts.
Look out for those 30% parlay boost on FanDuel for $10 bets.
Okay. I can do that.
Juice that up a little bit.
I will try to do that. I'll try to make that happen.
Right, exactly. So if you're smart, you'll play Jalen Brunson under the points.
Yes.
You'll play the Colorado Rockies plus 1.5.
Play the Rays.
Right. You'll play no stolen bases for Cedric Mullins. Yeah. You play the Rays.
Did I miss somebody? Who took the over? You mentioned an over in the NBA game. Who had that?
Did I just?
Nobody.
I think you added that.
No, Jalen Brunson.
No, we had the points, but he added. Yeah. He added a total play.
I mean, there may have been an extra.
You know what?
There may have been an extra.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Play. I backed off that.
Because you did.
Originally, I was going to bet.
Oh, now that's why the number's so high. It's an artificial bet.
Whoa.
I got to re-bet
it. Yeah, because I was writing it down. When I did the recap. There was 7, and I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an extra bet in there.
All right, it's an extra play. There you go.
And it's already been put in.
All right.
So watch 6 of 7.
So I'll go do the real bet, and I'll put the odds boost on it, and we'll still get $0 in return.
Well, I told during the commercial break, I told Cakes I was going to do the over in the Knicks game 6 tomorrow
night.
Okay,
that's what it was.
But then Mike Marr started off with the Knicks play,
yeah.
And I said, I probably can't play that. I don't know if you can do this two bets in the same game.
Radio insider.
So, that's why I backed off and I went to
Well, here's the radio
Mets.
Insider bit of the whole thing.
Radio insider.
I like to have the bet preloaded as we're going through if I can, so I'm not scrambling like we did for the Mets alternate run line or whatever nonsensory we were doing.
Right.
Okay. So I had your bet already in there and I forgot.
All right, so are we going with the $10 for 3183 with 7 picks?
We've got 7 in right now.
Okay.
I'll just, because I made a mistake, I'll make a 6-leg parlay and I'll get the boost on that, and we'll have 2 bets in. 2 bets that are big losers this weekend.
All right.
We'll double
dip.
I'm putting negative energy, so hopefully the universe like hooks us with some positive energy coming back the other way.
Good job.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, still golf to come on the show, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post is going to join us, fill us in on Commanders OTAs. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. And our pal Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. Keep it here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.